Good morning, 751.
Of course, you have health insurance. Most people do. But when an emergency occurs, you could still find yourself greatly exposed. It happens to people even when they were being treated at an in-network hospital. It's because the doctor who treated them turned out to have been out of network. And joining us live now to talk about this dilemma, the New York Times writer, Ronnie Rabin. And Ronnie, it's good to have you with us this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
So this is one of those really difficult things, because when you're in an emergency, you really just want to get healthy. You want the emergency, the crisis to pass. And you're not really apt to be asking all the questions of, is everyone at this hospital in my network?
And even if you're asking those questions, you may not have a choice at all. I wrote about a young man who was a grad student. He had insurance. He had out-of-network coverage. He had terrible pain in the middle of the night, went to the hospital. The hospital was in his network. He knew that. They called the surgeon on call. The surgeon on call said, you got to take the gallbladder out, took it out, charged him $30,000. He was not in the network.
Unbelievable.
This young man had no idea. And he got another $30,000 bill from an assistant surgeon. He was living on, he was a grad student. He was living on $18,000 a year. It was really shocking.
And that's just it. You can go to a facility in your network, use a doctor that's in the network, and then you find out, well, the anesthesiologist or the
exactly.
radiologist that read your x-rays is out
the
of your plan.
The pathologist who looked at your tissue.
Right. And then they just
bid
you like crazy.
Yeah, and anything goes. I mean, what you can pay out of network is just, it's all over the place. The sky is the limit. Now, these are extreme cases. This was not a systematic report. They really looked at the extreme cases. My favorite is the $6,000 outpatient office visit to a doctor.
Holy, $6,000?
$6,000.
That's outrageous.
$6,000. Medicare would have paid $152 for that visit.
Is that legal? Can they actually do that?
They can charge whatever they want. It's a free market.
So how do you protect yourself from something like that?
It's actually quite difficult. There's a push now for greater transparency in medical pricing, so that if you go to a doctor, you can say, how much is this office visit going to cost? But that's slow in coming. Right now, you can't shop around. You can't pick up the phone and call five different hospitals and say, how much does your out-of-network anesthesiologist charge? It's very, very difficult, and the medical industry is kind of resistant to that. Now, this is a double-edged sword for the insurance industry. They're comparing these prices, these charges that the doctors make, to Medicare prices. But a lot of them, which are extremely low, but a lot of them are going to reimburse you based on that very low Medicare rate. So you have to really be careful with out-of-network coverage. It may not really cover you as well as you think.
Unbelievable. Thanks for enlightening us. Appreciate you being with us.
Thank you.
Ronnie Rabin is with the New York Times.